USA Radio News with Wendy King.
With coronavirus death rates escalating rapidly around the country, the CDC is now recommending facial coverings to help slow the spread of the virus. President Trump made it clear he would not be using them.
The CDC is advising the use of non-medical cloth face covering as an additional voluntary public health measure. So it's voluntary. You don't have to do it. They suggest it for a period of time. But this is voluntary. I don't think I'm going to be doing it.
In the hardest-hit city, New York Governor Cuomo signed an executive order to transfer ventilators from facilities that aren't using them to overwhelmed hospitals. He said he would use the National Guard if needed.
I'm not going to let people die because we didn't redistribute ventilators.
This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Michael Atkinson was appointed by President Trump. He was watchdog for the intelligence community. Last year, he fulfilled his legal obligation to advise Congress about a whistleblower complaint against the president involving Ukraine. That led to the president's eventual impeachment, though he did stay in office. Now, the president has told Congress he's firing Inspector General Atkinson. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff on MSNBC.
Yet again, a flagrant disregard of the law and a president who is so terrified of oversight that he would take this kind of an action in the middle of a crisis.
On Friday, Democratic members of the Senate Armed Services Committee called for an investigation of the firing of Navy Captain Brett Crozer. He was commanding the USS Theodore Roosevelt, and he raised concerns about the Navy's slow response to the coronavirus on board his ship. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The U.S. economy lost 701,000 jobs in early March amid measures to contain the pandemic as businesses were forced to close. USA's John Clements reports.
Eleni Karageorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics tells us the jobless rate is now at 4.4%.
Total non-farm payroll employment fell by 701,000 in March, and the unemployment rate rose to 4.4%. Employment in leisure and hospitality fell by 459,000, mainly in food services and drinking places. In March, the unemployment rate increased by 0.9 percentage point to 4.4%. This is the largest over-the-month increase in the rate since January 1975.
As dismal as these figures represent, they only reflect the first 2 weeks of March before the magnitude of the COVID-19 was fully felt across the nation. I'm John Clemens.
A former presidential candidate has started a new political action committee, and USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
Former South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg, who dropped out of the presidential race just over a month ago, is now launching Win the Era, a political action committee aimed at electing a new generation of leaders. The pact, named after a common refrain used while on the campaign trail, will represent a continuation of his work to support generational change candidates in running down ballot races.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.